Good morning and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. Did you truly feel ready for children when your first child was born? What about those first home repairs you had to make? A new phase of life always brings new challenges. We always adjust, don't we? How can we adjust if you're forced into retirement earlier than expected? That's what we're going to talk about today. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. So how often do you have people come into your office who tell you that they're being forced to retire earlier than they'd planned? What's that like?
Well, probably the biggest case that comes to mind is a couple that they live together but not, you know, married, so they don't keep their finances together type of thing. But when I first met with them, you know, she had some stuff that she wanted to take care of, but and so he came too, and he was telling me how he was... he was looking for a job. He was 69. He'd been looking for a job for 3 years. And, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of go and you hear more and more and go, you're retired. you don't really want to say that, but he finally did stop stopping, I guess. he finally did give up on his old profession and then started doing some jobs that were just more for fun and making some, you know, spending money type of thing. But, yeah, it happens a lot. And, you know, especially in, you know, high tech world here, there's a lot of people that, you know, once you start having some gray hair, it's pretty tough to get a job. And, you know, people say there's no age discrimination, but I see it all the time in clients. And, you know, and that's the tough thing is, you know, it can sometimes be, you know, not a good situation. Although sometimes it can be the exact opposite. I mean, I have one client that a lot of companies around here, just to save money, they want to get rid of those employees that have been there for 20, 30 years or, you know, making a lot more money and stuff and replace them with, you know, maybe one or two people that are, you know, half the price, right? And, you know, it was funny because he calls me up and he goes, all right, is there any reason I shouldn't take this? And basically our goal was for him to retire in 18 months and his company came out with a package that would pay him for 15 months of pay if he left. We're like, who cares about the 3 months at this point? Yeah, really? Take the money. Sometimes being forced, you know, I mean, that wasn't being forced to retire. He could have kept working, but why not get the money for free?
Right.
So it's not necessarily always a bad deal. You know, it could be a good situation like that. But I think more than often, it is something where people just health-wise and professionally see a lot of as I've got several nurse clients. And, you know, nursing is a tough profession on your body and you start having some issues there and that can really, you know, make it harder for you to keep working. And so, you know, anything where it's physical stuff definitely can help speed up that retirement and, you know, faster than you plan. So, yeah, it's one of these things where you always have to be worried about it. You always have to be, you know, prepared to change your plan.
Mm-hmm. Sort of be on guard. I read this report from the Center for Retirement Research, and it showed that 37% of retirees had to stop working earlier than anticipated. So you kind of mentioned, I guess, you know, some of the jobs that might make you need to start earlier, but what would be some other things that could cause us to retire early?
Well, I mean, there's lots of issues. Obviously, like we mentioned, you know, it could be a job change or just losing a job or reduction in force. Health, of course, is a huge one. And it could also be the flip side. It could be your loved one, your significant other, or even a parent that may cause you to have to pull out of the workforce. And you may think you're going to be able to go back in, but then you're a lot older then. And, you know, again, maybe tough to get back into that job. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you do have to watch out for. And really, the only solution is to be... is be always planning for the worst and hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my kids are all in scouts and, you know, be prepared is always a big motto with scouts. And same thing with retirement is it really needs to be, you know, really prepared and knowing that, you know, you've got some emergency savings, knowing where your assets are, knowing where your income plan is and, you know, making sure that everything's on track. Now, it may have been that you're going to be planning to work a lot longer. So now you may have to rethink things or change things up and, you know, maybe make some bigger changes that you weren't planning on doing. But, you know, at least have a plan. And anytime there's something odd like that, I mean, for like my client who, you know, when he called me up and says, you know, is there a reason I shouldn't take this package? it was very easy. We just pulled up his plan and, you know, ran the numbers out and said, yeah, you're fine. That's nice to do. But if you've got no plan to base that off of, and then all of a sudden some sort of life event happens, then now you're trying to figure out your new plan. And when you didn't even have an old plan.
Right.
Now you don't know what's changed. You don't know what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. And that's why you really need to have, you know, some sort of checklist, just like when you go to the store and you say, hey, I want to buy this and this and this. And that way you don't come back and go, oh, dang, I forgot that or I forgot this. And, you know, all those annoying things when you go to the store, and then you have to go right back out. And so, you know, same thing, you know, with retirement, having a checklist is very critical. So, you know, if you wanted to get a retirement checklist, we could text that to you. And so all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
What are some options for creating income in retirement, Eric?
Yeah, well, that's one of the most critical thing. Actually, not one of them. That is the most critical thing for retirement because, you know, if you've got no income in retirement, you're just unemployed.
You're unemployed.
And you're not retired. And so, yeah, you've got to have some sort of income. Now, most of us don't have pensions anymore. You know, if you do, that's great. That's going to be one steady income source. But, you know, really today we have to kind of create our own sort of pension. We have to create our own, you know, streams of money. And so typically when you're working, you don't care about how you're making money, if it's dividends, interest, capital appreciation, you know, any of those things. As long as that pot of money is getting bigger, hey, you're happy, right? But in retirement, you know, you got to turn that faucet on, right? You got to have stuff coming back out of that pot of money. And if there's nothing coming out or very little, then you're going to be having to sell shares, and that's going to be depending on, you know, what was the tweet of the day or what was the economic news of the day. And you're going to be very liable to whatever happens in the markets on a daily basis for your income. And that's really, really scary. So, you know, what we do for a lot of our clients is really figure out how do you look at your investments and how do you change those around to make sure, you know, you actually have an income for life. And there's actually products out there nowadays that you can actually get. You have to be very careful with these. You have to make sure you do a lot of research. But, you know, there are some income products that will guarantee you an income for the rest of your life. And I think that's a critical thing to have at least some sort of baseline, some sort of just minimum amount coming in the door every single month, just like when you had a paycheck. Because one of the scariest things about retirement for all of my clients by far is the fact that there is no set paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're used to getting, you know, every 2 weeks or twice a month or whatever, you know, frequency it was, you got one big check. Now retirement's about all these little checks equaling what you used to get, hopefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when you're thinking of it that way, if you've got a bigger check already, you've got one at least, you know, decent sized check coming in, say it's $1,000, $2,000 a month, whatever it is, you know, then at least you don't have to worry about your portfolio quite as much because at least there's some cash flow coming in the door. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the big critical things that people have to pay attention to.
So about how many different sources of income are we looking at in retirement? And I mean, obviously the Social Security.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, maybe a pension. Social Security, of course, is a big one. And really figuring out when and where to take that Social Security, you know, what's the ideal age? Again, if you wanted to come in either on the phone or in person, have us review what course you're on, where you're headed today, and then make some suggestions. There's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and you can book right then.
Are you paying more than your fair share in taxes? Now is a great time to make sure you aren't giving Uncle Sam any more than he deserves. Join certified financial planner Eric Heckman, host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, for a special year-end tax planning workshop. This workshop is designed to help you better plan for and potentially save you money on taxes. You'll learn about the new tax laws and how they affect you, how to potentially avoid costly tax mistakes that could cause you to lose thousands. Eric will also talk about how to create your own pension, if Roth conversions are right for you, and much more. Pick the day that works best for you, Wednesday, December 4th at noon, or Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. at the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services offices in San Jose. Space is limited and reservations are required. 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how you could potentially save thousands in taxes in retirement. 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Well, Eric, it's time now for you to enlighten us with another financial fail. This is something that Eric has seen happen to retirees, and he shares this with us. So hopefully it won't happen to you. So what do you have for us, Eric?
Well, this is the opposite of being, you know, too aggressive or too crazy with your money, but being way, way, way too conservative. And so, okay. You know, I see people like this a lot. It wasn't always, but quite often it was something after 2008. They were getting close to retirement and they'd lost so much money. They just said, forget it. I'm out. I ain't doing this anymore. And so sometimes it can work well because like one person I'm thinking about is she paid off her house, which of course around here is huge. And, you know, so she's the good part. This is not a fail on that part by any means, you know, so she's got no payment, no mortgage. So she's very secure in that. The hard part is every single thing she's putting in, all of it is all in money markets or bank accounts or CDs. And pretty much nothing is over 2%.
Okay.
Now, you know, government likes to say inflation's low. Well, everybody has their own personal inflation rate. When you're a retiree, it's more about travel, healthcare, things like that, dining, and other things that you're going to be probably doing more will be what you care more about in terms of spending and costs and inflation. But let's say maybe it is only 2%, but it's probably closer to 3% at least. But even with that, that means you're just treading water. You're not getting any returns. You know, and why is she doing this? Well, of course, she wants to not have to lose anything. Well, aren't you losing by not making money? Mm-hmm. Right. So if you're going backward, it's kind of like when I go to family camp up by Yosemite, there's this waterfall. And sometimes depending on the water pressure, you can actually swim behind it. And there's this cool bench back there. But depending on some years, a natural bench, not a, you know,
yeah,
human
like
bench,
rock but rock or something.
Yeah, rock. But, you know, so depending on what how heavy and how much what force is, you know, you can sit there and no matter what, it always takes a ton of energy to get back there. But some years, you know, you just jump in like this year, I jumped in and I was swimming, my heart, you know, just going as fast as I can, You see this rock next to you and it's going, you know, you're going backward and you're swimming full steam ahead. And, you know, and that's kind of what's happening with her money, right? She it looks like she's making money because she sees interest being added to her accounts. So it is getting bigger in terms of dollar amount. But in terms of spending power, in terms of usability, no, it's actually going backward. And, you know, and so that's one of the issues. And so, you know, what's the solution there? Well, you can still be have money guaranteed, but, you know, there's products right now that are paying right around 4% for 5 years that are still guaranteed. You know, so that's double your money if you're making less than two. So it doesn't sound like that much still, but, you know, there's other options where, you know, you could buy one of these lifetime income accounts and get a lot of payouts through that. And, you know, there's ways to keep your money safe, but be smarter about it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be all just in the money markets and bank accounts. And, you know, so that's kind of the big fail, I guess, is just not really paying attention and finding out what other options are out there. If you still want that level of security, there are more things than just the bank, and that's for sure.
Great financial tip for us today. Don't be too conservative. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. And, of course, you can always get a hold of Eric and go in and visit with him. His number is 800-454-1184. And their website is wealthcreatorradio.com. So we know, you know, we don't really have a way to predict the future. Nobody has a crystal ball that works. But experience can kind of be something that we can look at and guide ourselves with. Even when you buy a new house, sometimes they'll say, well, the roof's going to need to be repaired in about 10 years. So you plan for that, right? So how can we be prepared for big expenses in retirement, Eric, if we've never ever retired before? Do we just sort of look to other people or what do we do?
Yeah, well, just like just normal life, right? You hopefully you had some savings, you had some money built up. And so there's no difference in retirement in that sense of things of, you know, you're going to a lot of times have people say, oh, I just, you know, paid off my car loan, so I'm ready to retire. So you're going to think you're going to have that car for the next 25, 30 years?
Oh,
yeah. Probably not, right? It's not, yeah, but sometimes it is funny how people, for some reason, think that. It's like, okay, this is my retirement car, and, you know, it might work. But I do have one client who bought a car, and she's almost hit 1,000 miles after a year. She does not drive much. Yeah.
Okay, last. Her car will last.
Yeah, her last car was 20 years old, and the only reason she got rid of it was because they basically couldn't even find parts almost for it anymore.
Oh,
but, you know, so there is some people that might do it, but more than likely, yeah, you're going to have some costs. So have some savings, have some budget for those types of things. You know, the other thing too that people don't really think about is Roth IRAs. That can be a great source of these one-time expenses. So one of the biggest problems when you live in retirement time frame. A lot of your money may be IRA, you know, 401k type dollars. And so if all of a sudden you need to take out $20,000-$30,000 for some extra expense like a car or repair, well, to get $20,000, you got to take out $30,000 to net the $20,000. And so then that means you're starting to spend even a lot more money. And so I actually have one client about 2 years ago where, you know, he had an old truck and he needed a new truck. And we, you know, looked at, you know, how much he's needed, and, you know, it happened to be $20,000 actually. And so I said, well, hey, that's about what your balance of your Roth IRA. Let's just take that, and it's not going to have any effect on your tax return. It's not going to jump you up a bracket or two. You're not going to have any other, you know, little things that come up and bite you when you're doing your taxes, because the Roth IRA is tax-free. So, you know, having those types of money that's also tax advantage, that can be critical in retirement, because otherwise, had he taken out more money, then he may have not lost some other deductions, lost some other things, had other things more taxable or higher brackets. And, you know, it's one of these things where taxes, it just filters through the whole way. So, you know, that's one of the things that you really need to be paying attention to and really knowing all these different issues for retirement. And, you know, there's a lot of things that do come up, and a lot of times we're not necessarily always prepared for them. So we can send you a report on the top 5 retirement planning issues. And all you do is text us the word retirement, and we'll send back a thing for your email address, and then we'll email you out the report. Don't worry, nobody's going to call you. We're just going to send that text and send that report to you, and then it's up to you to take action from there. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a copy of, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
What's the first thing that pre-retirees do so they're not caught off guard by unexpected costs in retirement? Is there something they can do? Should they do all their rollovers into the Roths prior to retirement?
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of tax consequences for, you know, converting into a Roth. But right now we're in a weird tax situation where taxes have been lowered. We obviously don't have the money to pay for it. You know, the debt's going up, the deficit's going up. You know, all those things are going up, and at some point we're going to actually have to pay for this lower tax bracket. And, you know, the only way to probably do that down the road is, you know, raise the taxes back up. So, I mean, one of the things that you want to, anytime you're talking about retirement, you really now talk about income, investments, and taxes. Now, if you have a retirement person that you're talking to and they can't give you any tax advice, I think that's crazy. I mean, I got tax certifications not because I wanted to do a bunch of tax returns, because I wanted to be able to help people. I want to be educated enough to be able to tell people, hey, this is what happens when this happens. And if you do this conversion or you do this, you know, these are the ramifications. So, you know, that's one of the things you really want to look for when you're talking about hiring any financial advisor, can they give you all the advice about retirement? Can they give you advice on taxes, tax allocation, investment allocation, income planning, all that stuff? So, you know, one of the things that we do actually have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have the 9 questions that you should ask of an advisor before you hire them. And these are critical questions because that's your money. That's your, you know, that's your retirement that you're talking about. So you want to make sure you ask the right things. And sometimes if you don't know the right questions, it's pretty tough to ask them. So, yeah, if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, well, text the word questions to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word questions to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the 3 simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric is a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant, and Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. Today, we're talking about what happens when retirement comes sooner than expected. Now, we've all heard the saying, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And if that's you, you might be thinking, yeah, you know, I'm never going to retire. Why would I? I love what I do. Eric, do you ever see clients who are like this, who are just saying, I'm not going to make it a priority to save because I love what I do and I'm not planning to retire?
Well, hopefully they don't tell me that it's not a priority to save. So I do have a lot of clients that, you know, they could not even imagine or picture not being at work. You know, that is who they are. And I think a lot of people, you know, have that issue. A lot of them, though, once they do retire, they realize that there's a lot more to life, and they're very content once they do, you know, finally pull that trigger and retire. But for a lot of them, you know, they do keep wanting to work, and I've got, I don't know, probably at least 10 clients or so that are over 70 and still working, and, you know, they're having to take their Social Security and take their money out of their IRAs, and, you know, they're putting money back right into some of those exact things. And so, you know, they just do it because they want to do it. I swear one of them's doing it because his wife won't let him come home.
She doesn't want him there.
Only in the evenings and weekends, you know, like it has been for the last, you know, 35 years. You know, so some of it's that, but, you know, I do run into a lot of people say, you know, when do you want to retire? And they're like, I don't know, 70, 75, 80, you know, some pretty high up number. And a lot of times they might be in their mid-50s or something, or even early 60s and saying that. And, you know, the biggest thing about that is, as long as you keep saving, as long as you're putting money away, because, yeah, health issue, you know, all of a sudden just get laid off or who knows what, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And you know, you want to be able to be retired if you have to be, or at least have the option to become retired if all of a sudden you just decided, now I hate this job and I don't want to do this anymore.
Who knows? There could be management change or something.
Oh, yeah. And I've got a lot of clients that, you know, they just said, you know, I don't want all the stress and headaches. I mean, I've got several people that I'm working with right now that they were all making 6 figures before, and they decided just to take the easier job, the one that's doesn't pay as much, but it gives you health benefits, and it's something where they work 9 to 5 and they don't check their email on the weekends or evenings. And, and so, you know, so it might be something like that too. Maybe you just want to slow down some, but you know, you also may not be able to have that choice. So if all of a sudden, you know, you can't find anything, you know, or just don't want to, or just done with the stress level, then yeah, you got to have the money to be able to be retired. So yeah, don't only plan on working and thinking that's the only way out, because that could be a little hazardous.
Right. Like you said, be prepared. Be prepared. Yep. You just don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, whether someone's retired or not, let's talk about some of the important age milestones that we should all keep in mind during these later years of retirement, Eric.
Well, probably the funniest one was last week had somebody, he had this dumbfounded look, and it was kind of a simple thing I told him about, but he was talking about liquidity, you know, being able to access his money. And I'm like, well, you're 64, you can, all your money's available. You know, everything, once you're over 59 and a half, you can touch any of that IRA money, Roth money, you know, all those dollars are all available. It mm-hmm. just took him a minute to process that. He goes, oh my, I never thought about it that way. I'm like, seriously? You've been over 59 and a half for quite some time. and so that's the funny thing about, you know, how you know, we're planning, you know, we're planning to put all this money away till later. And then all of a sudden you're there and you're just like, oh, hold on, I'm here. You know, there's not really a road sign or anything that comes out and says, hey, you made it to 59 and a half, you know, welcome. So that'd be probably the first age. Obviously 65 is the big one for Medicare. If you're trying to get health insurance and it's not going to be, you know, 800 to 1,000 a month, then you have to wait till 65. And then of course, Social Security is at 66 or 67 or in between there. You know, that's the full retirement age for Social Security, and 70 is when you get the most Social Security possible. And then, you know, the last one's age 70 and a half. And obviously that's the big one where you have to start taking money out of your retirement accounts. Even if you don't need it, you got to start taking that money out because Uncle Sam wants his money back. And you did a deal with the devil, said, don't tax me now, tax me later. And you didn't ask what rate that loan would be at. And now you get to find out. And it's whatever your tax bracket is then, not now. And so, you know, that's one of those tough things. So there's a lot of different ages there. I kind of relate it to a couple different tax zones too. When you're first, you know, retired, maybe say if you retired earlier at 60, you've got one set, you know, you got a pretty low tax rate then because you have no real set income coming in. Once you turn on Social Security, you got another level of income coming in. So you're not, your taxes will go up a little bit. And then, of course, once you hit 70 and a half, you will definitely have Social Security turned on, even if you waited all the way to 70. And then, of course, you have to be taking money out of your retirement account. So then your tax rate's even going to be a lot higher. And so, again, it's not just the ages, but it's also these tax zones that you have to watch out for. And as you get older, you know, those some of those benefits will go away. So you want to plan your taxes, you plan how you're going to spend your money, so you can get the lowest tax bracket for the rest of your life, not just 1 year, 2 years. And so that's one of the things that a lot of people don't really fully realize, that sometimes when you retire earlier, first thing you should take money out of is your IRA, even if you don't need it all, or do a Roth conversion, because you want to make sure you use up some of those lower tax brackets. And, you know, one of the things that we do here with Heckman Financial is, you know, we do know taxes. We're actually trained in taxes. So along with investments and you know, retirement, of course. So one of the things we can send you is this report on taxes and really the tax strategies that you need to know today for retirement. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a copy of, well, you know, all you have to do is text us. We'll ask for your email, and we'll send that right back to you via email very quickly. So if you want to get that tax report for tax strategies for retirement, again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So why don't you explain, Eric, how working part-time in retirement can impact your Social Security and your taxes? Let's bring that up.
So the biggest issue with working in terms of Social Security is if you turn it on before your full retirement age, which is 66 or 67, or if you're born between 1955 and 59, it's some months of 66.
Right.
And what happens is once you start making a little bit over 17,000, it's a little bit higher than that, but that's kind of where to start worrying about it, is for every $2 you make over that number, you lose $1 of Social Security. So say your Social Security was $20,000 and you made $57,000. That means, you know, you're $40,000 over that limit. All your Social Security would get paid back. And then you're sitting there going, why did I spend all those hours and time, mm-hmm. you know, trying to make money that I'm just going to give back to the government? So if you don't know the rules of the game you're playing, it's really tough to win. And so you got to know those rules. So, you know, if you want to get a quick little PDF of about 12 or 13 pages, I believe it is, for tax strategies for retirement, it's something we can send you right away. All you have to do is text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, if you text the word tax to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you paying more than your fair share in taxes? Now is a great time to make sure you aren't giving Uncle Sam any more than he deserves. Join certified financial planner Eric Heckman, host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, for a special year-end tax planning workshop. This workshop is designed to help you better plan for and potentially save you money on taxes. You'll learn about the new tax laws and how they affect you, how to potentially avoid costly tax mistakes that could cause you to lose thousands. Eric will also talk about how to create your own pension, if Roth conversions are right for you, and much more. Pick the day that works best for you, Wednesday, December 4th at noon, or Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. at the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services offices in San Jose. Space is limited and reservations are required. 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how you could potentially save thousands in taxes in retirement. 800-880-8628. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got a special guest this time on with Nick Padula. He's the Regional Vice President for U.S. Energy, and he helps run some kind of unique alternative investments that have some massive, massive, huge tax benefits. And, you know, it's great to have you here, Nick.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so drilling and oil production, obviously you could buy the oil ETF and that goes around with the market and goes up and down, but you're not really buying the straight commodity. And, you know, there's ways to invest in the energy boom in the U.S. and also get paid for it, in essence, by the IRS, because they can give you some pretty big tax benefits. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And our company, U.S. Energy, which has been around since 1980, has been structuring limited partnership investments for accredited clients to have the opportunity to have direct ownership in the drilling and development of new oil wells. And so you do, like you said, you get the direct ownership of the commodity. So you get some pretty fantastic income benefits from selling that oil. But you also get really unique upfront tax deductions for investing in a new well.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of like, if you invest, say, $100,000, I mean, what's kind of usually like the rough tax savings? I mean, obviously it changes and varies a little bit.
Yeah, but typically an investor is able to deduct anywhere from 90 to 100% of their investment the first year, right? So if I'm investing into the partnership, any dollar that I put into the partnership actually goes towards the cost of drilling and developing these oil wells in the Eagle Ford Shale in Texas, right? So if I'm paying for the well, some of the well costs are considered tangible expenses. Those are equipment and leases. These are things that depreciate on a schedule. The other costs in the operation are called the intangible costs. Your intangibles refer really to all the business expenses. So that could be the labor, insurance, building a roadway out to the well. And within our tax code under section 263C for capital expenditures, it says any participation in paying for these intangible costs actually flow through to me as an investor as an active ordinary loss. So it goes right into my Schedule E, and then it goes right on the front page of my 1040 on line 17. So as an example, if I was able to write off 100% of my investment and I put $100,000 into the partnership, I would get a $100,000 ordinary loss. Now, so if my adjusted gross income or taxable income for the year was at, let's say, $400,000, instead of paying state and federal taxes on $400,000, now I'm only paying taxes on $300,000. So it's really a fantastic tax planning tool. Most of our investors look at this towards the fourth quarter, which we're in right now. When you examine your year and if you've had a good income year or if you've incurred a gain from sale of stock, sale of business, sale of real estate, whatever it may be, this type of deduction by CPAs is referred to as an above-the-line deduction. So it offsets ordinary income, any type of income, and any type of gain. So again, good investment, but also it's a fantastic tax planning tool here in the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So the other thing that's been around is these opportunity zones, which are mostly, were always talked about as buying property in distressed areas and improving them. And it came actually out of a professor who had tried to get this through Obama's time frame, and then Trump took it on and added it to the tax code. And basically, this is another unique investment where you can defer capital gains, sell something, have the capital gains, but not have to pay the tax today. You actually push it off 7 years down the road. But then you can also get these tax benefits. And so usually, like, there's some around in San Jose and Bay Area where they're buying into properties and all this stuff and, you know, bulldozing places and building them up. But the fascinating part is somehow there's some in the Eagle Ford Shale. And you kind of go, how do you have an opportunity zone and quote, you know, improve distressed areas or you know, blighted areas with oil drilling?
Yeah, and the tax code, and really one of the most powerful changes to the tax code as part of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 was adding these opportunity zones. And they made it very easy to invest in the zone, right, because they want to have capital go towards these low median income areas to improve the economy and create jobs and business. And so these specific zones were designated, you know, throughout the United States, and they allow you to invest in the zone through a fund, right? So if we have a qualified opportunity fund, we get this benefit to defer capital gains until the end of 2026. Along the way through that investment, you get some step up in your basis, which reduces the tax liability by 15%. But right where we've been operating for the last 5 years in that Eagle Ford Shale that we talked about in our drilling fund, half of our operations fall into a county called Zavala. And Zavala was selected to be an opportunity zone. So what we built into our partnership is an option for clients to invest, take their full deduction up front, and then get a full flow through of all the net revenue on the wells. And they can also invest into the partnership as an opportunity zone, right? So it's a different option when you make your investment decision. As an opportunity zone investor, we get to defer either long-term or short-term capital gains till the end of that period. Now, energy as a whole in the opportunity zone world can have some really unique added benefits because the way the tax law is written is at the end of the deferral period, investors are required to pay taxes on the lesser of either 85% of their deferred gain or the fair market value of your qualified opportunity fund. So most of the other qualified opportunity funds out there are real estate based. And hopefully if you select a good real estate manager, you know, 7 years from now, those properties are going to be worth quite a bit more. When you're evaluating oil and gas properties and you use the standard valuation process, which I won't go in depth on, which is called the PV10 value, what happens is you actually get a much lower fair market value, right? Because these wells' value is their present value of their future cash flow. And so we can create a discounted value when the deferral period ends, and we can actually reduce the taxes by quite a bit more than 85%. In fact, we expect the tax bills for our clients to be somewhere closer to maybe 15 to 20% of their original gain. So again, another unique tax planning strategy when we're dealing with capital gains, and a great way for investors to obviously have an opportunity to diversify into a different type of opportunity zone.
Yeah, and so the most complicated part or specific part, I guess you'd say, not necessarily complicated, but is you have to have the gains. So you have to have some sort of gain within 180 days of when you're investing. So if you're sitting on a bunch of stock that you know you own and you wanted to sell that off, but you've been hesitating to sell it because you have to pay all this tax. And of course, the market's at very all-time highs, doing very well. And there's a lot of risk of recession. It might be some time to take some chips off the table and realize some of those gains. And the neat thing here is you don't have to put your original cost basis in. You just need to put those gains into this fund. And then, like you said, you could potentially not only have to pay only 85% down the road, but maybe it's only 20% of that original gain. And so that's a huge amount of gains that were basically, you know, the taxes that were basically removed permanently. And, you know, yeah, you can avoid them, right?
Yeah, the law was really forgiving the way they wrote it, too, because you don't have to invest the whole gain. It's a dollar-for-dollar offset. So you can put any amount of your gain into the fund, like you mentioned, within that 180-day window of realizing the gain. And it can be any type of gain, like we said, short-term or long-term. It can be from equities, stock options, real estate, sale of business. So it can really be anything. And, yeah, you'll compare to a 1031 exchange for the real estate side. The opportunity zones are a lot easier to deal with. You don't have to worry about identifying the property. You don't have to worry about does the property I'm 1031 exchanging into have that debt component into it. You just simply realize the gains, and then whatever amount of the gain you want to defer, you invest in these types of funds. And you know, with our investment, they're going to get some tax-free income along the way. They get that lower valuation. And then all opportunity zones, as long as they're held for 10 years or longer, you know, those gains from the actual fund that are realized after year 10 all flow back to the investor tax-free. So it's that initial deferral that's attractive and the reduction in the taxability of the original gain. But at the end of the day, any gains from the fund itself will actually come back to our investors tax-free as well. So it's a really great, unique tool for those clients that are dealing with capital gains. And these investments will continue to be available in future years. But if we do make the investment in 2019, the investors get an extra step up in basis of 5%, which you know next year that is going to expire. So I know a lot of clients that are dealing with gains are looking to make an investment before the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely. So so we're actually having an event on December 4th. That's December 4th, coming up here real fast at Silicon Valley Capital Club. And Nick's going to be here in town, and he's going to be talking about this, going over it. If that's something you'd like to come to, you can either text the word invite to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word invite to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book directly at Wealth Creator Radio. com. But it was great having you here, Nick, and looking forward to having you provide this talk and provide this great education for people about a super unique tax strategy.
Thanks a lot, Eric, and we look forward to seeing you next week for the seminar on oil and gas investing, and hopefully help some investors save a lot of taxes in 2019.
Thanks a lot, and we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you here with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And now in our show, it's time for you to give us an example of someone's wealth success story, Eric. It's always a nice lesson to hear about how things worked out for the best for someone. So what do you have for us today?
Yeah, I mean, this is not a super exciting or out of the ordinary, but just one of my clients I'm thinking of that, you know, he just did all the stuff you're supposed to do. He was always maxing out his retirement account and funding that, and lived between his means, didn't, you know, refinance every year and take more money out of his house or, you know, any of that stuff. But he still fixed up his home a lot, spent some money on that, and, you know, came up with a strategy for his stock purchase plan where we would sell it and reinvest it in other places and make it more diversified. And, you know, all along the way, we just kept doing the normal stuff you're supposed to do and just focusing on the plan and kind of checking back in every year. And then once he pulled the trigger and was able to retire, you know, now he's loving life. He's doing all the stuff he wants to do. And, you know, they're really, you know, having fun. And they were just at our client event we had at the tech. And, you know, they're definitely looks a lot more relaxed than when he was working. And so, yeah, it's not a super exciting story that he did one thing, one secret thing. It's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, how do you lose weight? Well, you eat right and you exercise. Well, how do you retire well? You save money and don't spend like crazy. Sometimes it is that easy, but just hard to do. And so that, yeah, that's really the kind of one of the keys is just staying on a goal, focusing, keeping on a plan, and you know, it works well then.
Eric, I'd like you to tell us about what happens when a listener, you know, calls your number and goes in for that initial visit. And then I also want you to expand on your client events too. Tell us about those.
So when we first sit down, my mom was always our chief worrying officer. She always worried about this and worried about that, and hence the name of Worry Less Wealth. And so our very first meeting is called the Worry Less Wealth Visit. And what we do is we just find out what's going on in your life. You know, what's the goals? What are you trying to achieve? You know, what do you picture retirement like? You know, when do you think that's going to happen, or when would you like that to happen? And, you know, just get all those details. You know, yeah, we need to know the financial junk, right, and the statements and all that stuff. But, you know, the meeting's really more focused on all the other stuff about, you know, how can we help? Well, what's the goal? And then what we do is we get to work. We have another meeting usually a week or so later, and that's when we come up with that blueprint. We say, okay, here is the income plan you have already today, even if you don't have a written one. We'll show you what it is. It may not be what you wanted or, you know, whatever, but you do have one. So we'll tell you which way you're headed. And then we'll look at the investments. How much volatility, how much up and down do you have on those investments? There's no right or wrong answer. It's just, what are you comfortable with? And if you're getting close to retirement, do you need to have that much up and down? Because you may not. And then looking at the tax strategies along the way, you know, what kind of tax things should you be doing? And then look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's where we'll make some suggestions, some recommendations, and that's up to you. If you want to part as friends, that's fine. If you want us to help you with stuff, then we'll get more into how we can help. But again, we're going to do this planning, this work for no cost to you. We'll just go through the whole process, and then it's up to you if you want to take action. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book directly there at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find us on iTunes or listen to our podcast online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.